Welcome to Mountain Women Radio with your host, Tammy Traer. Tammy is an author, writer, and integrative health practitioner dedicated to helping her listeners enjoy life and family. Listen as she shares her extensive knowledge on homesteading, off-grid living, wilderness survival, and living a faithful, simple life. Find a comfortable seat, grab your favorite beverage, and prepare to be encouraged.
Hey, my friends. Welcome to Mount Woman Radio. I am your host, Tammy Traer, and today is episode number 261. And we're going to continue our conversation a bit. 2 weeks ago, we talked about, you know, can you be too prepared, and does that make you an extremist? And today, I want to really talk about the importance of learning not to say too much. We live in a very unusual world today, and there has just been a lot of division that has been created. And, you know, as we talked about 2 weeks ago, you know, Facebook is asking people if they have friends that they feel are becoming too prepared, that they want to stay on top of, you know, extremists. And we are not extremists by any stretch. We are taking our life and our health and our homes and our food and all of that into our own hands. And if you're not familiar with this, there is something called Maslow's hierarchy. And, you know, I learned about this in my schooling because it plays a role in how people live life and how it affects their health. But this is a really important thing to think about in regard to preparedness and the life we live and where that may take us. So let me just explain. In Maslow's hierarchy, it talks about, you know, the pyramid starting with our most essentials. And, you know, if you really think about that, that is essential, that we have a roof over our head, that we have water, that we have food, that we have warmth, that we have clothing. You know, when all of those needs are met, people are happy and people are able to exist and to step into the next levels of the hierarchy and be able to progress in life, progress in their job, be successful. But when those things are not met, it causes stress, it causes anxiety, it causes fear and depression. And what also happens is it causes people to do things that they would never consider doing before. So let's just use food as an example. If you don't have food or you don't have the funds to be able to feed your family and your children are, you know, malnourished and they are starving, it will cause you to do things you've never ever considered doing, stealing, harming individuals for food. You know, this is not rational thinking, but that situation isn't rational either. It's a scary place to be. Why am I mentioning all this? Because, you know, we all get excited about the good things we have going on. You know, my large garden, I've put back all this food. I have all these things prepped and I'm prepared. And, you know, if something comes our way, we're really hooked up, you know. Those are the kind of things today that, because of the division that has been created in our world and that they're looking for extremists, are certainly things that we want to keep to ourselves. But it's not just at that level. You know, the more you advertise to people what you have, the more you put yourself at risk in situations. So, you know, if our systems were ever to crumble, you know, if we got an EMP and everything shut down, whatever's in the grocery store is going to go fast. Vehicles and trucks aren't going to be able to move. They're not going to be able to get the stores restocked. People are going to start getting into very desperate situations and desperate times. And a lot of times, some of your closest friends and family and peers, co-workers, may do things that they would have never ever done otherwise. But when a father is watching their children starving to death, decisions are made. Now, we've got people all over the spectrum, you know, You've got people that will take the shirt off their back and help anybody before they even help themselves. And you've got all the way across the board to people that are sitting and waiting and are well stocked in ways of protecting themselves, but they don't have food and water and firewood and things like that. And they just feel that through brute force, they will be able to gain whatever they need. So you've already got those people that, and I've heard people talking about this, and I've heard people saying there's no point in being prepared or stocking up when I've got all of this ammo and I can go and I can take care of things for myself. That's a really weird way of thinking, in my opinion. I view life based on my ancestors and how we've progressed, and I want to be able to take care of myself. I want to be able to take care of my family. I want to be able to have extra to be able to take care of those that may wander in. But I also want to be protected. And, you know, in regard to that Maslow's hierarchy, you've got to understand that there are going to be people, whether they're at this end of the spectrum or this end of the spectrum, you know, that they are going to start doing things that they would never have considered doing in an effort to save themselves and their families. So, as I've been sharing over these last couple podcasts, because they're not really my normal process of doing things, I'm very optimistic. In my opinion, these podcasts don't sound really optimistic to me. However, I do know in my heart that the information that I'm sharing with you is going to be information that's going to help you and your family to progress. For a lot of people, it's common sense not to speak about all that you've got going on and all that you may have and how prepared you are. And that was, you know, just out of common sense long before the craziness we've experienced over the last many years and the things that are in place now. Now more than ever, it's really important that you really are, you know, I don't want people to walk around being paranoid of anybody. What I want you to do is just think, you know, realize that you've got to be a little more cautious on the things that you share. And, you know, they're looking for people that are talking about being prepared a little bit too much, or that are in these certain groups and are learning new skills and things. So, you know, they're looking for people like us. They're looking for people that are wanting to embrace life at a different level. You know, there's a lot of people in the city who don't, as I've shared before, and we know, don't know where eggs come from, don't know where meat comes from, you know, don't know where chickens come from. You know, it's kind of weird to wrap my head around that, but that's the truth. You know, they go to the grocery store and they get the things and they have no realization as to beyond that grocery store. Where many of us are starting at the grocery or at the production level, and we have our own chickens, we are butchering our own meats, we are raising our own animals for eggs and milk and fleece and all the byproducts. You know, I used to make goat's milk, cheese, and I would make goat's milk soaps, you know. Being able to do all these things for ourselves is very vital and very important, and having that knowledge is very vital and important. Those of us that are embarking on that, and the more we learn, the more prepared, the more able we will be to keep going regardless what comes our way. And I think that that is so important. And you know, my family and I have been practicing what we preach for the last, you know, 15 plus years on a regular daily basis. We grew up in that fashion, but we've really embraced it and have been living this life and sharing what we do with others because, you know, 15 years ago, we felt like that was really important for us, that there was stuff coming, there was stuff happening, and those times were nothing compared to the times that we're living in right now. The more we can do for ourselves and the more that we can take care of our basic needs solely by ourselves, the more we will prosper, the more we will be able to move forward. And, you know, it's a trickle down in the regard that as we are able to do this, our children are going to see that and be able to learn from that and be able to do the same things. you know, it's preparedness isn't all just stocking up on things. We've shared this for years, that it's important to learn the skills, because having those, the things we have are going to eventually run out, right? Whatever we've stocked up on is going to run out. So having the skills to keep going and to be able to continue making the things that we need, or growing the things that we need, is vital. No, we are not extremists. We are just, there's a great allure to the traditional lifestyle for many of us. I love the feel of the life that I live. I love the gratification you get from making the things that you're able to make, from learning the things that you're able to learn, from living the life that most view as a lot of work, but you feel is very simple. My life is simple in my eyes. It's not complicated by worldly things. It's not complicated by lots of technology and things that break because of technology and technical issues. It's my hands getting dirty and my physical efforts to make things happen. You know, like milling your own flour, you can use the electric version, but we also have the hand crank version. And that's typically what we go for. And that's typically what we're using. We have a hand crank coffee grinder in my kitchen that I use on a daily basis. Using those tools, using those simple things, just gives life a very different feel for myself and my family. And that's what we enjoy. It's not for everybody. I'm not saying that everybody has to do it, but I'm living a life that gives me happiness, joy, completion. And in doing so, you know, I'm also learning and have learned that, you know, that's going to give me the skills I need to carry myself forward. Because we don't rely on technology, because we don't rely on power, because we don't rely on material things, that we trust God for everything. We trust God to be present in everything. You know, I think that that leads to a very different mindset. And that's what I am trying to share today, is that, you know, as we progress in this, we have a different mindset than the rest of the world. I don't ever want people to walk around being paranoid of your neighbors and of your friends and of your family. We've experienced things with friends and with family already in our life, and that has taught us a great deal. And you know, if you've followed us for any length of time, you know that we thoroughly enjoy being able to bless others, being able to help others, being able to give and do and give of our time and ourselves to be able to help others progress and learn. And, you know, it's very gratifying. It's very rewarding. And it's really a nice way to live that puts us on this side of the spectrum. And, you know, we will never have to be at the other end of the spectrum because of the skill sets that we have. We know how to raise our animals. We know how to harvest meats from the wild. We know how to gain food from the wild and herbs. We know how to grow our own garden. We know how to do all these things that will never end up at this end of the spectrum where we feel that we have to go after others and steal what they have. I don't ever want to be there. And the way to avoid, in my opinion, getting to that place is learning the skills. So when you look at Maslow's hierarchy, you know, if our basic needs are not met, you basically do not progress on that hierarchy. And I want you guys to really pay attention and think about that. And think about, you know, if the power were to go out, if an EMP came, if all of our systems shut down, if you couldn't get groceries from the grocery store for any given amount of time, would you still be able to keep all your needs being met? That is the important question, and that's the thing that I want you to think about. But here's the other thing, and this is what the topic was for today. Don't go sharing what you have with everybody else, because you're setting yourself up for a really bad place. Because if you disclose that you've got all of this stuff stashed and stockpiled and you're all set for regardless what comes your way, you're informing people that may be here on the spectrum, but they don't know how to get to keep themselves from getting to this place. So some of the most beautiful people in your life may become really crazed when it comes down to the fact that they can't meet their family's needs. And I'm just saying that we're still called to love everybody. But I also believe that God is calling us to be cautious. You know, he's teaching us and guiding us and leading us in what we are able to do. He is providing for our families. Everything we own is God-given. Funding, material things, food. And, you know, I've shared this before, that, you know, if you hit a place where you can't do any more than what you already have, you know, you've got to fully trust that God is going to provide for your family's needs. If you can't do any more for yourself, God will provide. I promise you that. But you've got to be smart. We're not supposed to entertain fools. We are supposed to be, you know, doing what we can for ourselves and putting our faith and our trust in God. We are to fear not. I guarantee you, many of you listening, though you wish to fear not, fear a lot of things. I did too. I don't anymore because my faith muscles have grown stronger than my fear muscles. So you need to keep building those. You need to keep trusting God. You need to keep doing what you can. But do quietly, you know, learn the skills, learn the things, be in the groups and the communities where you can glean information, learn what to stock up on, learn how to stock up on it, learn where to get it at discounted rates, but don't share your business with the entire world, because if you do, you're setting yourself up for a tremendous failure later on when those people at the end of this spectrum or those that, you know, were down here no longer can meet their basic needs, and they start coming looking for people that have, and they know you have. And like I said, I'm not wanting you to be paranoid. I'm not wanting you to be fearful. We shouldn't be, but we should be smart, right? And I think being smart involves being cautious. You know, God tells us to guard our hearts. God tells us to protect ourselves and our families and to love others. And, you know, we can do all of that at the same time. And I just hope this makes sense to people. You know, there are still tremendously wonderful, good people in this world. And I pray that you believe that. And in believing that, you know, we set things aside to be able to be a blessing to others, even when the world is falling apart, if we ever get to that place. You know, here's a simple thing to think about. We have a lot of water jugs. I use them to start my plants in. I use them to water my dogs and to water plants. I keep them, you know, handy. It's good to have them. If we need to get water, we can easily go take a jug and go down and in a spring or in the river or in a creek, get water for people, share water. So having extra jugs enables me to provide water for somebody who may not have water. You know, somebody that's traveling through, somebody that needs some extra things, you know, being able to do things like that and think of others is, you know, when you're planning to consume for yourself and to set aside for yourself, you know, thinking of others while you're doing that. You know, we still want to be that light in the dark, regardless what comes our way. We still want to be able to help others and not be, you know, overly paranoid or, you know, totally standoffish in a situation. That we don't have to be that, but we do need to protect ourselves on the way, and we do need to be cautious on this journey, because there are, you know, our world is a mixed bag of nuts. There are people of all different walks of life and all different mindsets on our planet today. And I think that us being smart and being cautious and being a little more reserved in what we share, but still gleaning and still learning and still doing for ourselves and learning the skills, because like I said, this is really important to really think about, is that if you're here and you don't want to get to the other end of the spectrum where you are out chasing after people and doing things that you never thought you would, learn the skills so you don't get there. The skills, in my opinion, are the thing that's going to keep you from getting to this place. And being cautious is also going to keep you from taking on the wrath of people that are in that place. So be cautious. be careful what you share and with whom you share it with. And you know, being cautious is not being paranoid. Being cautious is smart. And it just depends on the level of caution and things you're talking about. But you should not feel paranoid or like you're not caring when you're looking out for yourself. So those are my words today. You know, be cautious. Don't share everything with the rest of the world. And think about your basic needs. Make sure that you and your family will always have your basic needs met so that you don't have to travel from one side of the spectrum to the other. And just keep trusting God, you know, in all of this. Whatever we have, we thank God for. We wouldn't have it if it weren't for Him. What we don't have, and if we are ever in need, we trust that God will provide for that. And I want you guys to get to that same place. So keep building your relationship with Him. Keep growing your faith muscles. Keep doing the stuff. And keep moving forward. So I hope this helps. I hope this spoke to some of you. You know, we can't be naive in the world we live in today and believe that all people are good. They aren't. And when people are pushed to limits of keeping their families alive, many will make some really tough choices. So, you know, let that all sink in. And thanks for listening. Thanks for joining. Join our community, mountainwomanradio.com/MWR community. My detox is going at Faith Led Healing. So you can go to faithledhealing.com/detox and join my detox. Learn how to remove the excess toxicity in the bodies and learn how to take your life and your health into your own hands as well. So look forward to seeing you guys on the next episode. Take care and God bless.
Thank you for joining us today on Mountain Women Radio, where you can learn something new every week. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we encourage you to join us on faithledliving.com and faithledlearning.com. Be sure to connect with us on iTunes and leave a review. This will help us reach even more people. Until next time, keep learning, laughing, and living.